I guess my feet know where they want me to go. Walking on a country road.
What a great way to wake up this morning. Here visiting with Amy Roberts, the interpretive ranger at McDowell Mountain Regional Park. Amy, let's talk a little bit about what y'all got going on at the park and what people could expect. You know, sometimes when I leave Shea Boulevard, as many times as I've been into the park, I still kind of get lost in Fountain Hills trying to find y'all. Oh, do I go this way or that way? But once I find you, you're always worth finding.
Yeah, that's a pretty common theme, is that a lot of people have trouble finding us. And unfortunately, it seems like GPS devices don't always guide you to us as well as they should.
And not that I like to hear about people driving around lost, but that's actually goes in y'all's favor. In my opinion, yeah. Best kept secret.
That's true. That's true. The word is getting out there, though. We're a pretty busy park, but we're about 4 miles north of the Fountain Hills area. And if you just follow McDowell Mountain Road, all the way between Fountain Hills and Rio Verde, we're about halfway down that road, about 4 miles north there. And so we have a wonderful campground that is pretty busy during our season. We're just kind of coming off to the end of our season right now. So just about mid to end of April, we start to, you know, slow down. But pretty much from January through April, our campground is completely booked. So a lot of people really enjoy camping there. We have 76 reservable camp spots, so that makes it nice for people. Plus, we have some separate tent sites, but we have activities all the time. In fact, today at 11 o'clock, we'll be doing a snake feeding. So we have...
What do you feed the snake?
What do we feed the snakes? We actually feed them rodents, so we feed them... pre-killed rodents, so rats and mice. So we actually have, in our visitor center, we have a rattlesnake, we have a Gila monster on display, a gopher snake and a king snake. So it's kind of fun to come in and see some of the animals that you might encounter when you're out hiking in the park or on a trail in Arizona somewhere.
What time does that park open?
Well, we're open for day use at 6 a.m.
Good, because in the summer, if you're going to go, you have to get out really early.
Yeah, and then our visitor center actually opens at 8, and then in the summer we move to 7 o'clock. So you can come in anytime, you know, and see the critters after that.
And it's a motor-free trail system, so horse-friendly, bike-friendly, foot-friendly.
Correct, yes. We actually don't have any OHV trails. There's a trail in the McDowells called the Old Jeep Trail, and right. We get a lot of calls for that because a lot of people think that they can take their vehicles out on that trail, but we are purely hiking and biking and equestrian, no vehicle traffic.
Which is really nice if you're a hiker.
Yes.
And now that Old Jeep Trail connects to the west side of the McDowells as well. They've developed that entire trailhead, so you can come out of Mountain Regional Park and end up in the city of Scottsdale trail system.
Yeah, so we actually border with the city of Scottsdale. So McDowell Mountain Park is actually just over 21,000 acres on the east side, and then we border up to the McDowell Sonoran Preserve, which is run by the city of Scottsdale, and that's about 30,000 acres. So we have in that area, we have about 50,000 acres of undeveloped area that you can get out and explore.
Some of the prettiest desert in the world, don't you think? It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is. Talk about some of the activities y'all regularly have at the park. I mean, y'all have some night hikes. You have some full moon hikes.
We do. We have like lots of different types of guided hikes. And as we move into the summer season here, a lot of those will shift to the night hikes just due to the heat and the temperatures. But we do offer those throughout the year as well. And we're also going to be starting some night mountain bike rides. So those are very popular. We have usually over 100 mountain bikers who will come out, and they're typically around full moons, but not always. Usually there's one or two a month over the summer. And it's, you know, just a kind of a ride that people come out and they do on their own. But, you know, there's a lot of other people there for support. And so it makes it kind of a nice, everybody really enjoys those. So we do those during the summer months. And
there are places you can park where you can stand up on top of your truck and you can see all the little headlamps up there.
Oh,
they look
yeah.
like little, they look like little fireflies all darting against the side of the hill.
Yeah, it's not that the park isn't busy during the summer. It's just the time frame shifts from day to night when people can enjoy being out.
And the scorpion hunt. You've got to talk about the scorpion
hunt. Oh, yeah. So actually, we do this in all of our Maricopa County parks, and it's pretty fun. What we do is we have black lights, which if you shine a black light on a scorpion, they'll glow. So we go out and we take some black lights, and we just do these, you know, kind of short, slow hikes and look for scorpions. And it's fun to kind of, you know, see how many there are actually out there on the trails, you know, at night. So it kind of freaks a lot of people out, but a lot of other people really enjoy seeing them. And it's, you know, fun to kind of shine the black light on them. And then once you take that off, of course, you can't see them at all if it's under a regular flashlight. So it really just shows you how well things are camouflaged out here.
I think people are surprised when they see how brilliantly they glow. I mean, you don't have to look hard. If you've got the ultraviolet light, they will shine like a neon light.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fun to see them, and especially when you do get to see them out in their natural habitat and they're scurrying to get away from you under a rock.
Absolutely. Amy Roberts, interpretive ranger at McDowell Mountain Regional Park. Y'all go out there and meet her. You'll love the park. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
For the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.